Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 58, on Thursday, May 28th. We continue discussing the sacraments, and today we look at confirmation. Confirmation in the Catholic Church is traditionally known to be the process of intentionally maturing in faith. This is something that the Christian Church outside of Catholicism doesn't discuss very often, but the reality is, we all are called to intentionally seek after God and to mature in our faith. What this accomplishes is both growth in our faith, but also growth in our souls as human beings. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, I want to welcome you to another episode of Common Prayer. I'm so glad wherever you are, whatever state you're in emotionally, that you've made the decision to come and join us today and seek God in the midst of this crazy season. We're in the midst of talking about sacraments, and yesterday we talked about confession, and I hope that was as useful and meaningful for you as it was for me. Something that I don't think we do near enough, but it's always so healing whenever we go through that. So hopefully the five R's are something that you are taking with you. But today we're going to talk about something that actually we don't very much talk about at CPC. In fact, I don't know if I've ever heard it at any of the churches I've ever been at or worked at, but it's the sacrament called confirmation. It's usually something I hear from my Catholic friends. I know that that's something they have to do kind of in their teenage years, and there's a whole kind of rite of passage with it and kind of a ritual. But I never really knew what it's about. So this has been really interesting. And I think there's some gold that we can find in this for us, and some stuff that's really important to the Christian life as we know it. So first, I think at its most basic level, confirmation refers to the rite in which after a believer has been baptized, which we talked about, they make a mature commitment to faith. And I think the important word there is mature commitment to faith. The confirmation is sometimes referred to as the sacrament of maturity, in that it represents a deepening or strengthening in the Christian life. So it's kind of like baptism. It's connected with baptism, but baptism highlights the birth into the body of Christ. But confirmation stresses growth. And I think that's so, so important. You know, when you're a little kid, you're raised to believe a lot of things, right? And what's interesting is we're raised to believe, depending on the household that you grew up, you know, that Santa is someone that comes and brings presents to you on Christmas morning, and he's watching you and making sure you're not naughty and making sure that you're nice, and the Easter bunny. And, you know, my daughter just came in the room today and she said, "Hey, can I borrow your phone for the night?" And I said, "Why?" She goes, "Well, I want to set up the camera in my room because I want to catch the tooth fairy in action." And like, you haven't even lost a tooth. What are you trying to do? And so, you know, but she believes that the tooth fairy is real. And when we're learning all of that stuff and our brains are developing, we're also taught about Jesus. We're taught about God and about the creation of the world and these things that are absolutely deep and true and real. And as we grow up, we start dropping some of those things that we believed, right? Like at a certain point, some snotty-nosed kid tells you that Santa Claus isn't real. Or you start realizing that Easter isn't real, and maybe your parents feel guilty about making it more about the Easter bunny than Jesus. And so they tell you, "Hey, Easter bunny isn't really a thing, but Jesus is really a thing," and you get confused or whatever it is. But slowly you start letting go of these childhood fantasies, right? And then as you grow up and you mature in your worldview, and you mature, your brain actually grows and develops, and you start understanding critical thinking more and more, and you start, logic starts entering the picture. You mature in all of these different areas, but what I found over and over again, and this is definitely true, was true for me, that you don't mature your faith. Your faith kind of stays at this weird Sunday school level. A lot of the Bible stories you know are from, you know, when you were taught these Bible stories as a little kid. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that construction. Believe me, I think that's so, so crucial. And the Bible talks about raise your child up in the way and he won't stray, you know. So I think it's really, really important. But Our problem is with this growth. Our problem is with this maturity. We don't keep the same intentionality about our faith that we do everything else in our life. And so our faith stays dwarfed. And then it's no surprise as we kind of mature into life and we look at all the different conflicting worldviews, it's so easy to fall off of the path of faith because we're not asking those critical questions and we're not growing in our faith and we're not learning what God really is to us. And so I think this confirmation thing is actually really, really important. It stresses the growth, right? Second, I think that confirmation is the sacrament of mission. And by this, I mean that confirmation marks a person for undertaking the vocation to which he or she has been called. Like, it's not just the vocational ministers that this is for, right? This is for everybody. This is for the banker. This is for the software engineer. This is for the real estate person, right? Because God has called you to do something, and confirmation sort of calls that out. Right, it's kind of like an ordination, but unlike an ordination, where you can ordinate a pastor gets, you know, ordinated, is that a word? Into like a Presbyterian denomination or whatever, where they learn everything there is to know. This is not only for pastors. This is for everyone, because every Christian's vocation is to proclaim the gospel and to live into a life of holiness. Right. But so often, we don't do that. For years, I grew up in a pastor's home, and I grew up knowing the lingo. In fact, Christianity was almost more of a language to me than it was a lifestyle. I understood a lot of the tenets of Christianity. I could point to a lot of, in fact, I did Bible drills in camp. I could open my Bible to certain scripture. I memorized scripture but there was this piece of me that spoke the language, but I never really entered in with my heart. I never really committed myself to growth or to maturity in my faith. It's amazing how far you can get just speaking the language. In fact, it became very clear early on that I had a gifting for music, and so I started helping on music teams. And soon, they said, man, Brandon, you're really good. You have a gift of leadership. Why don't you start leading some of our music? And so I started leading some of the music. And then I got offered a job to help the choir at a church. And so I started helping the choir at a church. And then the worship pastor left that church. And they came to me and they said, Brandon, we think you have the gifting to do this. Will you take over and start leading the music at our church? I was 18 years old. You know, I knew what to say. I knew what to say because I had heard the language my whole life. But the maturity wasn't there. I had never intentionally taken steps to grow. So I remember those first years, I knew that worship leaders would kind of talk, and I had no idea what they were supposed to say. And I remember getting this CD of a guy named Tommy Walker, who's actually a great worship leader, and he doesn't know it, but he was an amazing mentor of mine when it came to what it meant to lead worship and listen to the Holy Spirit. But I remember listening to this album, and I started doing all the songs on this worship album because I loved the sound that he had, and I also loved how good of a worship leader he was. And so, because it wasn't in my heart, I didn't know what to say. I had no idea where he was getting these references, so I literally copied what he said, like word for word. I remember there was an old song called Only a God Like You. And the prayer at the beginning of the song, I prayed verbatim. I still have it memorized. Oh God, for the sake of your glory, for the sake of your great name, come and do a mighty work among us now. And I loved how it sounded. I loved how it felt, but it wasn't from me. And it wasn't until years later, I finally got a job at Mancini's Sleep World. And I had a mentor of mine challenge me, said, I think you need to understand and fall in love with the creator of the universe. And I began to seek God intentionally for the first time. I would spend long amounts of time just praying. I had a long commute, in fact, to San Mateo, and I would stop at the Crystal Springs lookout point, and I would open my journal and seek God for what he had for my life, and I'd pray for the cars that I see going by on 280. And it began this amazing, amazing transformation in me, this rich growth that didn't come with just accepting Jesus. It didn't come with just getting baptized. It didn't come with just going to church, but there's an intentionality that I had to push into. And once you do that, once you realize what it's like to start becoming like Jesus, it's the most amazing feeling in the world. It's incredible. It's not always easy. A lot of times it's hard work. It's discipline. But just like anything else, with music, you know, with whatever that you want to be an expert at, it is so, so, so worth it. So as we meditate today around this idea of confirmation or maturity, I want you to consider where you're at with this. You know, where are you at with your growth? Have there been seasons of your life where you've been really intentional? Would you consider yourself to be a mature believer, or would you consider yourself to kind of be a beginner? Have you kind of stunted your growth somewhere? So just take a minute and kind of take a self-evaluation as we get started here, and ask yourself, maybe ask God to reveal to you, where am I in this and how intentional have I really been? I'm going to ask you to, whatever it looks like for you, maybe putting your hands face up, maybe for some people it might be kneeling, but a posture that says, God, I'm here for you. God, I'm here because I want to be more like you. I want to get closer to you. I want to know what it's like to be in love with you. So put yourself in that posture, and I want you to get real with yourself. Where do you need to grow in your faith? Take a moment and maybe list some stuff out, or maybe list one big thing out. If you could grow, if you could take leaps in one area of your faith, where would that be? How are you listening to the Holy Spirit? What's your worship like? How often are you reading God's word? Let's get even more real. What is it that could be holding you back from growing? Are there any inhibitors in your life that are stopping you from growing? I know that one big, huge thing in the Bay Area is hurry, that we're always in such a hurry. But where does that really come from? I think that hurry comes from false narratives that we're following. Things that we're pursuing that we think will make us happy. We accidentally enter the rat race and we run so fast that we don't possibly have any time to give to God, to give to growth, which is maybe the most important thing we could do in this life. So what is it that's holding you back? I want you to name it and bring it to God. Maybe confess it to Him and ask Him to replace that with something that He has for you. We sang a song last Sunday that says, nothing is better than you. And I just want to ask you, is that a declaration that you can say with integrity? Is that something that you really believe? That nothing compares to God? That there's nothing worth more? Now we can say that with our words, but what is your time and your energy in your calendar, in your wallet say is most important to you? Is there something that your life is declaring is better than God? If something comes to mind, take a minute and bring that up to Him. Confess it to Him. Allow Him to take it and put your trust back where it belongs. God, our desire is to become more like You. We don't want to stay where we are. We don't want to stay spiritual babies. We want to grow and mature, become more like You, God. We want to walk closer and closer with Your Spirit. So, Lord, would You lead us down the path that we need to go down? Would You help us as we remain open to You? Would You help us see what it means to really follow after You? Give us a dream for what this could look like. Father, this is all for You. Will You show us what it means to be mature, to be confirmed? In Your holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry hosted by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode was hosted by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor, with original music by him as well. Check back on our website daily for more episodes, and thanks again for listening.